We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne to God.
Damn, Charlemagne, who you giving Donkey of the Day to now?
Well, Sexy Red, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April 30th, goes to 27-year-old Othello Lorenzo Holmes. Young man with an old name. Okay, Othello was accused of putting the D in dessert, literally. Okay, he was caught on video placing his penis into open food items at the Culture Restaurant in Houston. But not only that, he was accused of possessing several videos of child pornography on his cell phone. I can't make any of this up. Let's go to Fox 26 Houston for the report, please.
It's a very sick and disturbing story. Othello Holmes is facing 5 counts of possession of child pornography. And this comes after the manager of a restaurant called Culture showed police videos of Holmes sticking his penis in a jar of jelly.
Houston streets are safer tonight because we took a pedophile off the street.
Those words coming from restaurant owner Marcus Davis after his former employee was caught on camera sticking his genitals in jelly.
And what he was doing on the video was placing his genitals in a plastic jar in the kitchen, and he was a cook.
The former restaurant employee, 28-year-old Othello Holmes. According to court records, Holmes confessed to the crime and told investigators he had frequent urges.
I can tell y'all, this individual is a predator.
The incident leading investigators to search his phone, where they found more than 100 images and videos of child porn.
Othello is accused of allegedly creating and sharing child pornography, and he's accused of sticking his penis in some pudding. Oh, excuse me, it was jelly. Othello said, who ain't ready for this jelly? Othello was out here adding new items to the menu like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, peanut butter cookies, spicy peanut butter noodles. Listen, this guy has a problem, man. He said he had a sexual urge, but he stopped himself before he ejaculated. He also admitted to having these urges frequently and has a history of sexual offenses. Saying he has a problem with these sexual urges, and he says he needs help. Now, when this man is in jail, because, you know, you do the crime, you got to do the time. But while you're doing the time, can he get some help? Is he going to get the help he needs, or is he just going to do some time and then get put right back on the streets with the same urges where it's only a matter of time before he commits the same offense? The man had several videos of child pornography on his cell phone, and he's got a sexual fetish for food. So he's a pedophile, and when you have a sexual fetish for food, it's called cytophilia. One of the two. A sexual fetish in which participants are aroused by erotic situations involving food. Between that and the child pornography, this man will probably lose his mind at a Chuck E. Cheese. Can you imagine the sick thoughts that go through his head when he sees the kids' menu? This man would take some chicken nuggets to Pound Town. He would absolutely try to mac on some mac and cheese. And if you think he won't fornicate with fish fingers, huh, you out of your damn mind. The irony is kids' menus offer smaller portions for smaller appetites, but this man doesn't have a smaller appetite. He has a huge sexual appetite. And going to prison not going to change that, because if he's already into child porn and he's down to do a hot beef injection and some jelly, he's definitely down to do a two-person push-up with his celly. And what does celly rhyme with? Jelly. All I'm simply saying is we repeat what we don't repair. Please give Othello Lorenzo Holmes the biggest hee-haw. This man needs some type of help while he's in prison.
Yeah,
there's got to be something that they can do. Because why do you keep putting somebody like this on the street just to commit the same crimes over and over?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you said, he admitted to having those urges yes. And problems.
And so. He said he needs help. He's begging for help. Yeah. They got to do something for this guy while he's in prison. I don't know what you do, but it's got to be something.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Othello, though? Like, what? Othello. Yeah.
That's old. That's an old school
name. That's an old school name.
Oh, my God.
I think that's from a play or something.
Yeah, it sounds like Shakespeare-ish. Yeah. Like it's giving a little...
Shakespeare, Othello.
Yep, yeah. A play by William Shakespeare. Yep, Othello.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Damn, y'all. Black Othello.
All right, well, thank you for that Donkey Today.
Donkey Today is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.